Let's talk summer festivities, whether it's celebrating graduations, jetting off on summer adventures, or dancing the night away at the epic end of summer wedding. Macy's has got you covered. Seriously, Macy's is like my summer savior. I have a fancy wedding on the horizon, so now I'm on the hunt for the perfect black tie dress, and you better believe Macy's is my first stop. I mean, with brands like DKNY and Michael Kors, it's a no-brainer. Macy's is the MVP of wedding season. And speaking of summer vibes, I'm already daydreaming about lazy days by the pool. Macy's is my go-to for all things poolside. Bathing suits that make you feel like a million bucks, beach towels to soak up the sun, and even floaties to keep the kids entertained. They've seriously got it all. So whether you're glamming up for a special occasion or stocking up for summer fun, shop at Macy's.com or in-store to find everything you need to make this summer unforgettable. Don't miss out. Shop at Macy's.com or in-store, and let's make this summer one for the books. Becca, do you want a clean that matches your vibe?
Sure.
Are you tired of meh smelling cleaning products?
Totally.
Well, then clean confidently with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. Its powerful clean and refreshing scents transform every room in your home into a coastal getaway.
Because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We're scrubbing in.
We're scrubbing in on this special Thursday edition of
Scrubbing In. We have Gabby Bernstein today. I don't even know where to start about where to even tell you about her because she does so much.
Yeah, she's like my soul sister.
She is a soul sister. She has a podcast called Dear Gabby. She's an author. She has 9 books. She's incredible, honestly. And we had such a great interview with her, and I felt like it was very insightful, and I'm so excited for y'all to listen to it. So without further ado.
Oh, just like that?
Oh.
Just like that? We're just going to go right into it.
I was going to, but we cannot.
There's so much stuff happening, you know?
What's happening?
Lots of things.
Tell me.
Well, I will say this one thing. Okay. So I started writing motivational quotes every morning on these like little note cards. I've been giving them to Red Star because we're both kind of in this place of just like wanting to just like take charge of things. And I'm not going to lie. It's been really like helping me.
Good. I'm so happy to hear that.
So if you ever catch those on my Instagram story, that's what those are from. A little peek behind the curtain there.
A little BTS of
BTS,
the relationship.
If you will. Oh, and I got Sunny a pooch pouch. So yeah. Things are looking up.
Do we think she likes
not
that?
For her.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't imagine she loves that.
You need to see her in it because she thrives.
I saw her in it. She looked very much wanting to get down and hop around like the
very
bunny she is.
Very uncomfortable. What is happening to
I know. I got a different one that's going to go on my back. That'll cradle her like a little baby.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I tried to put Phoebe in one of those, and the only benefit of it was like people were like dying over how cute it was, but I didn't feel like it benefited her much. So
just easier to run errands. Just plop her in there. Boop. Imagine right, when I have a baby. It's going to be wild.
I mentally can't go there.
Yeah. So with that, we can get into Gabby.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that peel, the curtain peek behind the curtain.
Well, somebody was messaging me where they were like, what are all these random like cards you keep posting on your Instagram. And I was like, oh, yeah, I don't really explain why I have those.
Yeah, I appreciate it. They always give me a little boost.
Thanks.
Anyways, without further... Anything else?
No,
I don't want to cut you off again.
Your hair looks great.
My hair?
Just the color. I'm liking it more and more.
Oh, great. As it's like fading out. okay. Here's our interview with Gabby.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, May 12th. And if you're anything like me, finding the perfect gift for your mom can be a bit of a challenge. But fear not, Macy's Gift Finder is here to save the day. My mom is the most amazing mom and deserves the best gifts. So when it comes to finding a gift that matches her style, Macy's Gift Finder is my secret weapon. From chic handbags to fabulous fragrances, they've got it all. Mom, if you're listening, spoiler alert, I'm browsing the Macy's Gift Finder for your gift. My sister is also the best mom in the world, so I want to make sure that her Mother's Day is extra special. And thanks to Macy's Gift Finder, I can easily find something thoughtful to celebrate her too. With Macy's Gift Finder, you can search by price, category, or even gift lists, like gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, gifts for the mom who has everything, or even gifts for grandma. Seriously, Macy's has something for every amazing mom out there. They even have top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras, or the Samsung Smart TV, The Frame. Now, I'll admit, I'm usually a last-minute shopper, but with Macy's Gift Finder, I can breathe easy knowing that I'll find the perfect gift just in time for Mother's Day. No stress, no fuss, just pure gift-giving bliss. So whether you're shopping for your mom, your sister, or any special mom in your life, head over to Macy's.com/giftfinder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes, 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
Two sisters and one friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices.
You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit. We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses. They've got deals on dresses for days. I mean, every style for spring.
Don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. That brand name handbag at this price? Of course.
Deals on handbags? Yeah, hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Ross has something for everyone. Plus, each new shopping trip means new finds.
If you really love savings, head to Ross today. Believe me, your wallet will thank you.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. All right, everyone, we have a very special guest. I really feel like Tanya is about to find, I wouldn't say her a replacement for me, but a new best friend. We have Gabby Bernstein in the Scrubbing In
O-R.
Welcome, Gabby.
Yay. Awesome. So happy to be here, ladies. So nice to be with you.
First of all, Becca, there is no replacement for you. Like, that's just thank not you. Even a thing. Gabby, you're more of like a savant. Is savant the right word?
Like an inspiration?
Yeah, like an inspiration.
I'm happy to be here, inspiring and best friending and whatever comes through. I'm in.
I have so many questions because you have so much, like when people introduce you, so you have this new podcast, it's called Dear Gabby. And then you have, how many books do you have now?
This is my ninth book.
Your ninth book. So when people, like when people introduce you, do they call you author? Do they call you life coach? What's like kind of your...
I would say the short bio would be number one New York Times bestselling author, motivational speaker. I also identify as a podcaster now, as you mentioned, I'm coming up on a year of my podcast, Dear Gabby, and mom to my son, Oliver, who's three, and leader and, you know, all the other and fun friend and lots of things that I believe I am.
Yeah, because you know what? We as modern women, we are multi-hyphenate. You know what I mean? We are not in a box. You do not just give us one thing. We can be multiple things.
That's right. I couldn't agree more.
Okay, I want to talk to you about before you got your first book deal, because now you're nine in. Was it hell getting that first book deal done? Like, did you have to experience a lot of ups and downs, or was it just like easy as pie?
You know, I often say it took me like 3 years to sell my first book and 3 days to sell my second, you know? And then like, you know, from that point forward, it was like, you know, just selling books just out of the blue because you have a track record, right? So when I sold my first book, maybe it was like 2 years it took it to sell. I sold this first book when I was 27 or something, like, you know, 25. I'd started my career as a spiritual teacher at 25. And then I was 27, 28 when I sold the first book. So 27 when I sold my first book, and I had this like asshole as a agent at the time. Probably shouldn't. Hopefully he's not listening. He's definitely not listening.
He's definitely not listening.
He's definitely not listening. So I had this agent who was like a little bit, he was like extremely bombastic and ridiculous and whatever. So he was sort of like what I could get because I had a referral or whatever, you know, a friend of a friend was working with him. In any case, he didn't even sell the book. I, through a contact, sold the book and, you know, so I got the deal. And then about a month after the book came out, I really hustled to get that book out. I'd just been featured in the New York Times as on the cover story of a style section piece. And it was just like, boom, right when the book came out, it worked out great. I put myself on a book tour. I really got out there. And my agent got on the phone with me like a few weeks after the book had been out. And he's like, you know, it's really hard to sell books. Most people never sell more than 1,000 books in their entire career. And I was like, okay, why don't you just check BookScan and see where we're at? And it was 3 weeks and I already sold 3,000 books, you know? And he was like, oh, sorry, this is really pretty quite good for a first book. You know, he was fired. I fired him.
That impersonation alone, if that's what he sounded like, I'd fire him just based off that. That was nice.
That was nice. Like, I don't want to, I'll tell you offline what he referred to himself as. So I don't want to give him away too much because it's ridiculous. But when we're done recording, I'll tell you more about him.
Ew.
Yes. Stay tuned, Tanya. I have a question about writing your first book. Like, well, first of all, I have a question about being a spirit coach. What does that, how did that come about, and what is that for people who I don't think I know what that is. So I'm curious what that looks like.
Yeah. Well, I got sober when I was 25, and in my sober recovery, I reclaimed my spiritual roots. When I was a kid, my mom taught me how to meditate. I was brought up visiting ashrams and introduced principles. Yeah, it's pretty different, I suppose. And then when I was in my 20s, early 20s, I really turned my back on that. And I became kind of addicted to the outside scene. And I started a PR company that represented nightclubs. So I was very out there and became a cocaine addict and was running from a lot of feelings I didn't want to feel. And that manifested in codependency, and that manifested in work addiction, then it manifested in cocaine. And thankfully it was cocaine because it took me to my knees, and I had to make the choice. And I got myself clean and sober at 25. Getting sober was really the first step to reclaiming my life, reclaiming my spiritual foundation, and showing up for myself and therefore this new career path that I chose, which was to teach people the spiritual principles that I was now living in and learning and developing. And it was a young audience. It was, you know, 20 somethings in New York City and LA and San Francisco. And I would just kind of go around the country and then to England and started to just build this new lexicon around spirituality for this modern young woman. Mm-hmm. And fast forward 16 years, 9 books and a lot of life behind me and a lot of teaching behind me. And, but I think a lot, I think back to the days when I was 25 in my studio apartment coaching women and then getting out on the stage and starting to give talks. And it's just a really innocent time. I write about it a lot, actually, in my new book about where I was at that time, my suffering, my struggles, but still all the beautiful experiences along the way.
What do you hear is kind of like the biggest thing that you hear from women that they struggle with?
The biggest thing that I hear women struggling with is right now, anxiety. Mm-hmm. Does that resonate with you guys? I mean, it used to be like my relationships or, you know, now it's like severe anxiety. I'm seeing a lot of anxiety disorders. I'm seeing a lot of, I'm just trying, ignore me. You're going to have to edit this. I'm just trying to record for you too. Just, okay, here we go. You can edit that. But I wanted to record for you too, because I don't like to not have a backup. I'm hearing a lot of people really struggling with anxiety. And I think that's probably the front runner right now. When prior to COVID, a lot of folks were like very much in their own kind of like, what can I get? I want to, you know, I want to feel better. I want to attract more. And then COVID hit. And I think that really was a blessing for many people because it allowed them to go deeper. And I say a blessing, God, it was not a, there's not many blessings that came out of COVID, but from a spiritual and personal growth perspective, it cracked us open to go deeper into our own awareness of who we are, or it numbed us out more, right? So it was like two paths you could go on. You could crack open more and do deeper work and grow, establish a spiritual practice or a therapeutic practice and start to heal some old stuff, or you could just numb out more. Mm-hmm. And I think eventually the numbing out just stopped working for a lot of people. And so they've been able to crack open more to what these kinds of principles could mean to them.
Well, and so how do you direct them in that anxiety? Like, is there, you know what I mean? Is there a certain path that you encourage people to take if they're really struggling at the moment with anxiety?
The first step to handling or really, the first step to leaning into and soothing yourself from anxiety and relieving your anxiety is to first notice it. Because I believe many people are living in such a way where they're working so hard to push past it and avoid it and drink over it or eat over it or get into relationships over it or work over it and just push past that feeling because it's such an impermissible feeling. And so the first step, I believe, is to get curious about it and begin to ask yourself, what do I need to know about this? What can you reveal to me? What do you need, anxiety? You know, how can I help you? And start to speak back to your anxiety with a lot of compassion and curiosity. And then there's practices I share all throughout my book, Happy Days, that are all designed to help you self-regulate. So something like a breath practice where you can notice your anxiety in the moment and maybe it speaks back to you and says, I need to breathe, right? And so you could do a breath practice that's as simple as breathing in for 2 strokes in your nose and 1 stroke out your mouth. So it sounds like, try that one time, ladies, and see how it feels for you. And when you do that, it gives you this beautiful sense of ease in the moment. And another practice, does it feel good for you?
Yeah, I'm so real. I'm just like calm right now.
Great. Good. I would also say just even a heart hold, which is such a valuable tool, which is putting your hand on your heart and your hand on your belly. And it's either whatever hand on your heart feels best for you and most soothing for you. And just breathing deeply and exhaling completely and just being really focused and connected to your breath while you hold your heart. And that is extraordinarily soothing for anyone who's having a moment in a place of anxiety. And there's a lot of tools all throughout Happy Days and in all of my books, really, for how to self-soothe, but particularly in this book, because I started to go into a lot of the methods for really using, allowing your body to be a device through which you can relax and settle your system, your internal system and your nervous system. And damn, do people need that right now?
Yeah.
Do you find when people are talking about anxiety, and especially during COVID, on top of there being so much news and there was so much going on in our world and our country and just in general, there was so much going on and we were taking in so much information for so long. And then on top of that, everyone turned, or so many people turned to social media for an escape or an out or like entertainment. And then I almost find that there was this anxiety that came with the social media and like taking it in and then the trying to keep up with it and all of that. Like, do you find people are experiencing that? Because I'm on this trip right now and I am with like a bunch of young TikTokers. Like they're like young, like 18-ish. And the things that they're talking about and what they're experiencing in their life is so mind-blowing to me because I'm 33 and I can't imagine navigating what they're navigating right now. And I was telling my friend, I was like, this is so sad. Like, there's a lot of sadness in this, that this is their experience at such a young age of like the comparison and the trying to keep up all the time. So have you experienced like hearing that from people at all?
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm a decade older than you, right? And I have like a deep compassion for even 33, right? And of course, 18, because I had lunch with my social media manager. We were in South Carolina for an event that I was hosting, and she's just started working with us and she's 24 and she's amazing. Like, she's a genius and like brilliant at TikTok, right? And she just got a video for me that went like hit 2.2 million views, you know? Like, I'm like, okay, keep doing what you're doing. and it was my content, but she just did it right.
You know? Right, of course. Yeah. There's a finesse to it.
Yeah. 100%. And I'm like nerding out with her, but you know, she's like, we're talking to her and my VP of marketing, Daniel's a little bit like younger than I am, maybe 38 or something. She's like, well, like, what did you guys do in college if you didn't have phones? You know, I didn't even have a computer in college. And I was like, we talked, like we went to parties and hung out. We danced, like no one was on their phone.
Yeah.
I mean, can you just imagine? You guys probably can't even imagine that. Like in college and high school, no one was on their phone. And we would just sit in people's apartments in college and just like smoke weed and like talk, you know what I mean? Or whatever. Right. So it's like, it's first of all, I'm so grateful personally that I could live that way, that I know what that is. I suggested to her to do a no phone party, like to have a party with her friends and just like have no phones there. And first of all, I think they almost like explode and like not know what to do with themselves, but just like listen to music, like not on your iPhone, you know? And, although I have no idea how you would even get the music if your phone or computer.
True.
But it was just, you know, it is truly heartbreaking to me. And I really, really, really want to give a extreme expression of compassion for this young generation and your generation for what it means to live in a world where that human connection is less of the priority.
Right.
And then of course, you know, being that young and then going through COVID, right? And being in high school or college at that time and not even being able to experience the semblance of human connection that we actually still had, right? And so And it's very sad. I mean, I see these very bright girls, you know, on Instagram and not even Instagram, on TikTok, and they're super smart and they're saying really smart things, but they're like, you know, boobs are everywhere, right? Like they just need to be seen, I think is a big part of, you know, what I'm witnessing. And I think that's a big reason why I started writing self-help books at such a young age, because I too understood that need to be seen, and I had to see myself before I could truly be seen authentically and genuinely. And so in the writing of these books, I've been in this journey of really learning how to truly see myself and love myself and respect myself. That doesn't that's even harder now with all of these obstacles with social media.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, May 12th. And if you're anything like me, finding the perfect gift for your mom can be a bit of a challenge. But fear not, Macy's Gift Finder is here to save the day. My mom is the most amazing mom and deserves the best gifts. So when it comes to finding a gift that matches her style, Macy's Gift Finder is my secret weapon. From chic handbags to fabulous fragrances, they've got it all. Mom, if you're listening, spoiler alert, I'm browsing the Macy's Gift Finder for your gift. My sister is also the best mom in the world, so I want to make sure that her Mother's Day is extra special. And thanks to Macy's Gift Finder, I can easily find something thoughtful to celebrate her too. With Macy's Gift Finder, you can search by price, category, or even gift lists, like gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, gifts for the mom who has everything, or even gifts for grandma. Seriously, Macy's has something for every amazing mom out there. They even have top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras, or the Samsung Smart TV, The Frame. Now, I'll admit, I'm usually a last-minute shopper, but with Macy's Gift Finder, I can breathe easy knowing that I'll find the perfect gift just in time for Mother's Day. No stress, no fuss, just pure gift-giving bliss. So whether you're shopping for your mom, your sister, or any special mom in your life, head over to Macy's.com/giftfinder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes, 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
Two sisters and one friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices.
You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit. We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses. They've got deals on dresses for days. I mean, every style for spring.
Don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. That brand name handbag at this price? Of course.
Deals on handbags? Yeah, hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Ross has something for everyone. Plus, each new shopping trip means new finds.
If you really love savings, head to Ross today. Believe me, your wallet will thank you.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
You know, I look at your social media and I'm really inspired by it. I'm really motivated by it. I love the way that you live your life and kind of, you know, I feel like I'm in a little bit of a parallel, I don't want to say mission, but it really like resonates with me, right? Are there any moments, because you said, you know, you're a decade older than we are. Have there been any moments in life where you feel like it's either you're losing a little bit of your creativity or you feel like you're stuck in a little bit of a rut? And how do you get yourself out of those moments?
No, the answer is absolutely not. I only become more and more creative. So
I've
been sober for 16 years. In my sobriety, I've been on a very devoted journey of developing my spiritual connection. And most importantly, feeling free. You know, on the subtitle of my newest book, Happy Days, it's The Guided Path from Trauma to Profound Freedom and Inner Peace. And there's no fucking way I would put my face in the cover if I didn't really mean that, if I didn't live that. And so I've done a tremendous amount of personal growth work to get to this place where I am really authentic and really grounded and really happy with who I am. And I wake up without anxiety, and I'm a great mother, and I'm a great leader, and I'm a great person. And I fucking love who I am and what I do in the world. And I do say too much, but that's okay, because I want to get my point across, you know, like I just genuinely am proud of myself. And I can say that with authority because I've worked really hard to get here. Mm-hmm. And that in effect has created a direct access to creativity and inspiration, because we all have a endless flow of creative inspiration that's available to us at all times. We just block it. And when we do the inner work to release the blocks to the presence of that inspiration, then it can just flow.
I have a question, is because I'm like talking to you now, and this is the version I know of you thus far, but you don't come across as like a people pleaser, but I imagine that you probably, so you never were. Okay. That's what
I was, you know, I for years had like very codependent patterns of like, even the people that worked for me, I was like, let me fix everything for you. You know, I was like really off balance there for many, many years. Not necessarily like a people pleaser to the most extreme level in some ways. Like if I walked around, you wouldn't think like, oh, she's trying to. No, I mean, it was pretty bad though. You know, like, like I was still very much me, but I really wanted people to like me. I really wanted to make sure everybody else was good. Like, oh, that was really rough. Like, let me make it right for you kind of bullshit.
Yeah. You know? So my question, I'm curious, how did you, because I always get, I'm definitely going, navigating that, like trying to be less of a people pleaser to make sure everyone's good around me ahead of myself. But I always get messages and they're like, how do I get out of this mindset? Because when you're in that mindset, or you're raised a certain way to be that way, how do you let go of that need to do that for other people, I guess?
Well, I think that all these ways that we describe ourselves, like I'm a people pleaser, or I'm an addict, or I'm a workaholic, these are all just parts of who we are. Right. It's not who we are.
Right.
And so if you got curious about that part of who you are, let me just ask you a few questions. Like, what do you notice about that part of who you are? Like, where does it live in your body? Like, what does it feel like? Is there an age or a gender? And like, what do you know about that part of who you are?
It's always there.
Always?
It's a constant. Yeah.
Okay. And is it, does it have an age or gender, or is like, can you see it as a part of you?
I mean, I think it's just always been, there's always been that part of me that has, you know, whether it was doing well in school or doing well in sports, it was like, and it was, I'm recognizing it was always to get the validation of great job, or I'm proud of you. You know, it was this, it's like people pleasing is kind of a selfish thing, because what you're looking for, like you're doing it to please others, but to get to the full circle of getting a good job back to you, or like, thank you, or great.
It's not selfish. People pleasing is a way of protecting yourself from not feeling good enough. Mm-hmm. So you please so that you don't have to feel the impermissible feeling of inadequacy or not being lovable. And that's not a true feeling. That's just a feeling that you developed as a child. We all have these different ways of developing that sense of being unlovable or inadequate. And we build up a lot of forms of protection to avoid having that feeling ever come forward. In your case, people pleasing. So what do you, if you were to tap into that part of you that's people pleasing, what does it need? What does it need from you?
I think there's a need for there's like an element of need for control or something, of like being the one who gets the credit, I guess.
Yeah.
or something.
Yeah, I understand it from that standpoint. But I guess what I'm wondering is, what is this part of you? What would this people pleaser be doing if she wasn't, she or he or whatever it is, wasn't working so hard to please others? What else would it be doing?
Like, what would I want it to be doing? Because I don't know what it would be doing. I'd want it to be more productive in other areas of like work and creating.
Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. And is there a space in your life where you create a lot, like here on the podcast? Like, where are you creative?
I mean, my work is all about creating.
And do you feel really inspired in those moments when you're working?
No, I almost feel like I'm debilitated by the people pleasing part of me.
Yeah. So what I would suggest for you is to think about a time in your life when you were creating just for fun, mm-hmm. and it was really free for you, and really inspired, and was just for you, nobody else. Mm-hmm. And then when you notice that people pleaser come up for you in your mind's eye or in a meditation or literally, take that part of you to that place where you felt free. Mm-hmm. Was there ever a time in your life where you were creating and it wasn't for anybody else, just for you?
Yeah.
Can you visualize that?
Yeah.
What does it look like?
Fun, relaxed.
Is there actually like a space that you're in? Like, was it somewhere in your life that you can visualize?
Yeah. I mean, it was before, you know, it was, I think now my work is creating, which is fun, but now there's pressure on it. You know, there's pressure on the same, it's the same thing that I love doing. It's just, there's more pressure that comes with it.
So it's creating without pressure. Okay.
Yeah.
So I would suggest visualizing what that looked like and where you were and what mm-hmm. it felt, and see yourself in that place. And then invite that part of you, the people pleaser, to join you there. Mm-hmm. Might be a lot to understand at first, but just try it. See what it would look like for that part of you to join you in that place of just free creation.
I don't want her there.
But she's always there.
I don't want her to come with my relaxation, free creativity.
Okay. So what I'm getting at, and I'll just explain it to you, because this is something that with more time, I would go very deep with you.
Yeah. This feels like a one-on-one session.
We can get her there and have her be so happy to be there with you. And so the point is that we all have this part of us that is very compassionate and calm and courageous and just at ease and super cool. And we can help these extreme parts of us feel less extreme when we help mm-hmm. bring to a better, softer, gentler place. And so, you know, the other thing you could do is just extend compassion to the people pleaser. Like, I'm so sorry you're working so hard. I wish we could just relax together. Mm-hmm. You know, just speak to her with a lot of compassion.
You know, it's really interesting that when you said that you feel, you just always feel creative because you just let yourself, you know, give yourself that permission to, you know, you don't feel bogged down. You feel very free. And it's really interesting because I, the other day, was in therapy and I was talking about, like, my therapist was like, what do you like to do for fun? Like, what do you, cause I was saying, I was like, I feel like I always need to be doing something. Like, I always need to be being productive or helping somebody or, you know, on my to-do list or on their to-do list or with work. And I feel like I'm constantly just doing something. And I was saying that I just love sitting on the couch and just watching TV. And my therapist was like, how often do you do that? And I was like, once a week, if that, like, actually sit, you know, sit on the couch and watch more than one episode of television. And she was like, why don't you let yourself do that if you enjoy it? And I was like, I don't know, because there's this constant need for me to feel like I need to be productive and doing stuff. And so now I'm kind of in that phase of where I'm trying to understand why I am that way.
It's the same as Becca. So the both of you have, we all have protector parts, right? So yours is this doer. You got a doer.
I'm a doer.
And you're a doer. And I'm very familiar with the doer. I'm very familiar with the doer. I have a lot of doers too. And so your doer is just doing and doing and doing and doing, because we all, like I said to Becca earlier, we all have these impermissible feelings of being unlovable and inadequate from our own childhood in whatever form that came. And we're just doing, and we're producing, and we're people pleasing, and we're controlling, and we're TikToking, and we're Instagramming, and we're drinking, and we're doing all this stuff to not have to feel that deeper feeling. And I write about this a lot in this new book, about how we can just start to get to know the different parts of ourselves and start to use some methods to bring them, to help them be less extreme, so that they can actually sit on the sofa and just enjoy watching TV.
It's so true. Like the other day I went to Disneyland. This is a very silly example, but it's me starting to recognize these things about myself. And so we went to Disneyland and I'd had a glass of wine and I know I get motion sickness. So I was like, I don't want to go on any rides. I'm just going to chill. And I, like, it was team bonding. So I just was there and, you know, everybody was pressuring me to go on this ride. And I was like, I know myself, I'm going to get sick. I don't want to go on the freaking ride. And normally Tanya would just go on the ride, you know, team, like, well, let's do it. I'm a doer. Let's go. And I was like, I just want to sit it out. And I did. And it felt really freaking good. But it's like those little tiny things, you know what I mean? Like recognizing them and just going with something that feels good to me.
So visualize what it was like to be drinking your wine at Disney, chilled out, doing nothing. Okay. Right. And in those moments when you notice the doer start getting like, I gotta do something, you know, just take a beat and just be like, okay, visualize yourself, invite her to sit next to you at Disney and just have another glass of wine. Right. Yeah. Like in, like feel into that feeling, because this is, I'm literally taking a very, very big process and trying to simplify it for you. So I want to just acknowledge that it's not going to come overnight like that. But, you know, when we start to notice what that sensation is within us of what it feels like to do the opposite, right? And we invite in that visualization, even it can start to change the way we relate to those extreme parts of ourselves. It's a lot to undo the patterns from our past. It takes a commitment. And that's actually, like, this whole journey that I'm writing about in Happy Days is the story of getting clean and sober, making the commitment to lean into that path. And then at 36 years old, 11 years into my sobriety, having a full-blown panic meltdown, and then days later remembering a traumatic event from my childhood in a dream, and having this full dream that reminded me of a dissociated memory that I dissociated from for 30 years. And then remembering that dream of being sexually abused as a child. When I woke up and I was like, it was very too real to deny. And then I eventually accepted the truth of that dream. And then the journey that I underwent to really restore my nervous system and my brain and my patterns, so that I wasn't being driven by that impermissible terror and rage and inadequacy and unlovability and all of the things that we've been speaking about. And so this is a journey, and we all have different wounds. Some are much less extreme than what I just described. Sometimes it's just that you were told you were stupid when you were in sixth grade, or that you were,
right,
you know, like, oh, you know, the TikTok girl's got more fans than I have, or whatever, right? So we have these things that are trauma with a big T, trauma with a small T. And all of it has an effect on us. And that's why we have all these ways of running. You know, that's why we have the people pleaser, and we have the doer, and we have, in my case, the cocaine addict and the workaholic, and all of the ways that we protect. And it's when we become brave enough to be curious about those parts of ourselves and start to be guided by a book like Happy Days or a therapist or whoever it might be, we start to slowly understand more of what's happening on our internal system, and then become willing to be guided to do deeper work on it. Because otherwise, you're just going to live your life running.
It's so true. Because I think what you're saying, we all just kind of, we give ourselves this title of, you know, people pleaser or doer or this, and we don't really try and understand why we are that way. You know what I mean? It takes a lot of work and a lot of energy and a lot of effort. And so, but I do think there's a lot of peace and clarity that comes with figuring out why we are the way we are.
Well, the first chapter of this book, I help you understand why you're running, right? And then, and you know, the ways that you're running, why we run, and then becoming brave enough to wonder what might be underneath that. And maybe you're not ready to know all of it yet, or maybe you do know and just haven't talked about it or touched into it. And then the journey of really slowly but surely reprogramming your brain and reprogramming your nervous system through practices and restoring the way that you perceive yourself and helping yourself get back to a place of safety. And a lot of it is through therapeutic practices that I recommend the reader go through and take themselves through if they feel called, but they can also just get on that journey and on that path just through this book. And so, you know, the video that went viral on TikTok, the 2.2 million views, was about dissociating from trauma memories. Okay, like the world is ready for this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People want to know how to get out of their suffering.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, May 12th. And if you're anything like me, finding the perfect gift for your mom can be a bit of a challenge. But fear not, Macy's Gift Finder is here to save the day. My mom is the most amazing mom and deserves the best gifts. So when it comes to finding a gift that matches her style, Macy's Gift Finder is my secret weapon. From chic handbags to fabulous fragrances, they've got it all. Mom, if you're listening, spoiler alert, I'm browsing the Macy's Gift Finder for your gift. My sister is also the best mom in the world, so I want to make sure that her Mother's Day is extra special. And thanks to Macy's Gift Finder, I can easily find something thoughtful to celebrate her too. With Macy's Gift Finder, you can search by price, category, or even gift lists, like gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, gifts for the mom who has everything, or even gifts for grandma. Seriously, Macy's has something for every amazing mom out there. They even have top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras, or the Samsung Smart TV, The Frame. Now, I'll admit, I'm usually a last-minute shopper, but with Macy's Gift Finder, I can breathe easy knowing that I'll find the perfect gift just in time for Mother's Day. No stress, no fuss, just pure gift-giving bliss. So whether you're shopping for your mom, your sister, or any special mom in your life, head over to Macy's.com/giftfinder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes, 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
Two sisters and one friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices.
You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit. We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses. They've got deals on dresses for days. I mean, every style for spring.
Don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price.
that brand name handbag at this price? Of course.
Deals on handbags? Yeah, hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Ross has something for everyone. Plus, each new shopping trip means new finds.
If you really love savings, head to Ross today. Believe me, your wallet will thank you.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
The whole concept of the things that we do is because we want to feel adequate and seen is a very simple yet, like, my mind's like, whoa, that's it. You can take that back to everything we do like that. It can all lead back to that place.
First, my therapist said that to me, like, everyone underneath all of it is that we want to feel adequate and lovable. I was like, I feel very adequate and very loved. You know, that was my first response. And while I built up a world around me that, you know, had a lot of readers and fans and, you know, built up a world of adequate and lovable, I didn't feel that in the inside. And so we may think, oh, because I've got this following or because you have such a popular podcast and you have such a, you know, fan base and all these things that we have all that, but we got to do it for our inner children.
Yeah.
Really exiled.
Yeah. Cause there's a lot of like surface level, feeling of love and adequacy and that.
Yeah.
You can, like, I think we could all say, like, we feel that to a degree, but I do think there's something that's way deeper that gets ignored or isn't acknowledged or is pushed to the side because it's complicated to deal with that is seeking to be addressed through those things that we do aggressively.
Yeah.
Who are these young TikTok girls that you're with?
Who?
The girls that you're with right now on this trip. Not literally, like, what are they there? What are you guys doing?
Oh, we're here for, it's like a screening for a new movie, The Lost City, okay. With Paramount Pictures. So we're all here just kind of on a little retreat doing like activities and stuff. But we were at dinner last night and I was sitting next to some of them and it was really interesting. Just the conversation of like, what is it like for you at 18 navigating this?
And what's their biggest issue right now?
Comparison, huh?
I would think that comparison and the another girl the other day, I was on a set and this girl was talking about how it's never enough. Like, you get a certain number of followers and you're like, what? How do I get more? There's never a feeling of like feeling settled. And she's 20 and she was like, I'm so burnt out. And I thought, oh my gosh. This is devastating. Like, there's no fun in it for some of them. They're just, there's no fun in what they started doing as fun.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Oh, I have so much compassion for these young women. I understand.
I know.
It's so extreme right now. Yeah. Well, my advice to them, you can tell them tonight at dinner, is to stop trying and start having more fun.
So
seriously, that's amazing. It's true for all of us.
Yeah, it's like we're paralyzed by this feeling of it's almost like you're crippled by that. You don't want to just do it because you're like, oh, people are going to make fun of the way I talk or the way this or the way that. And it's like, just get back to a place of just doing it for fun.
Well, that's actually something I've really made my mantra in life, which is I measure my success based on how much fun I'm having. And my company's mission is to help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Because fun is actually the catalyst for everything great that we create. Fun is inspiration. In my lexicon, it would be in spirit, right? Like letting inspiration move through you. Fun is why I can channel these books. Fun is why I don't give a shit what people think for the most part, right? Like, fun is because if I know I'm in joy and I know that I'm teaching and speaking from a place of joy, then I know I'm doing my job.
Mm-hmm. This is so good and so important. And actually it's something that I feel like I talk to Becca about all the time, because for me, like, and not to get into the weeds of things, because I think, you know, everybody has jobs and things like that. But when you have, like, people are like, oh, you know, sometimes people think, oh, podcast, this is, it's work, it's this. But I'm like, to me, our podcast is fun because we just get to like live our lives and be friends and do life with people and have interesting conversations. And it's like, I don't want to get bogged down in the weeds of like, you know, how much percent we get on this and, you know, this is a bad deal and I don't want to do this because it doesn't pay and da da da. And it's like, it's not about that. Like this space is a space where we did it because it was fun for us. And so it's like, I always want that to be the core of what this is and how we fuel what we do, because it's like, we just want to have fun and learn and just do life together.
Mm-hmm. Totally. And so maybe you guys can even ask each other, like if there's a deal on the table and, you know, even before you decide about negotiating or anything, just say like, is this fun? Does this feel fun?
Right.
I like that. It's a good way of navigating. Although sometimes something might be fun for me and you're like, that sounds horrible. But
yeah, true. And that does come up time to
compromise.
Time. Compromise. Correct.
Compromise. For me, I'll take the lead here, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I think that you also have built, you know, especially when you get your stride and you have this career where things are working and people want you and it's, you know, you're getting offers. You have more of a choice, right? Like, let's be real. Not everyone can just, you know, have fun. And I think it's important to really acknowledge that. Cause like, while I completely agree with what Kim Kardashian recently said, I totally agree with her, like work hard, you have to work all that. I think that I know the demographic that she was speaking to. She's speaking to you, to anyone that's like a, you know, content creator, probably to those of us who have the privilege of doing things that like this, mm-hmm. right? But then there's a lot of people that are like, you know, I don't have the opportunity to work hard, or I have to feed my kids, or I have, right? So we have mm-hmm. to really come back to, it's not that I have to work hard, but my working hard looks very different than yours, right?
Yeah.
So that I think that one, those of us that have the opportunity to do work that we love, we better make sure we're loving it out of respect mm-hmm. to ourselves and to those who don't have that opportunity, right? So like, mm-hmm. don't get yourself to a place where you hate what you're doing because you're doing it too hard, right? Make it something that you consistently commit to because you have the privilege to be able to do that. And then for anyone who's really interested in the key to success for women, or, you know, whoever, whatever the answer to that question that she was answering or she was going for, is truly do the inner work, no matter what it is that you do in your career. If you don't put your focus and attention and you're making your most valuable job going inward to do that inner work, then you're never going to have fun doing the work that you do. You're never going to have fun in the relationships that you have. You're not going to have fun in the parenting that you experience. You're just not going to have fun because you are running from something that's underneath that needs to be brought to the surface. And that's all of us.
It's interesting because it's so different in every walk of life and every career. I remember my very first job when I was 15, I was working as a barista at a coffee shop. And I was having this conversation. I was thriving in that job because I'm a morning person. So I loved waking up. I loved being a part of people's mornings. I would turn the music on really loud. I would dance at the coffee shop. I would hand people their drinks singing. Like that was like my jam. And I had this coworker, I think she was 19. So she was older than me and she was miserable. Like every morning she was cranky and she just like was like turning the music down. And I remember having this like heart to heart conversation with her and she was just like, so miserable because she knew she wasn't a morning person. So I was like, what are you doing working at a freaking coffee shop? Like go work at a club or like, you know what I mean? And it was this like weird conversation because I was 15. So I didn't know what the hell I was talking about, but she did. She went and started working as a hostess at a restaurant at night and was just so much happier doing that. Yeah. And I was like, sometimes I feel like we force things, you know, that don't feel right to us because we just need a job. But it's like, you can still find something that kind of fits you.
Yeah. You know, I wrote a book called Super Attractor and it's methods for manifesting a life beyond your wildest dreams. And, you know, yes, it's a book on manifesting, but it's also a book on feeling good.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's about how to feel good because when you one, start to look at the reasons you don't feel good and start to address them. And two, when you start to lean into that joy and that fun, then you can begin to be what I call a super attractor. You start to dwell in a different energy and what you are getting back at all times. So I imagine you had you had success at that barista, at being a barista. Imagine people loved you. Imagine you probably got good tips. Like, I imagine it was like a great, yeah, you're saying yes. I want the listener to hear you.
Yeah,
say yes.
Oh yeah, I got good tips. Sometimes I get $20 bills in that bucket.
Exactly. But that's my point. It doesn't matter where you are. If you do it with that level of joy and excitement and grace, then it's going to multiply tenfold.
Yeah.
I have a woman who's been working with me for probably 15 years, but she has a full-time high-paid job at my company, really big title, will continue to grow with me. There's no glass ceiling, because you know what? 15 years ago, she was standing in front of a line of hundreds of young girls taking $20 bills and setting up chairs and letting people into the room, because she was so devoted to what I was doing. And she spent a decade just showing up to everything for free.
I love that.
Right there, literally setting up the chairs, helping me with my hair in the back in the bathroom, whatever it took. And now she is running my membership, you know, my number one content collaborator. Like, she's an integral part of my business, and I will hopefully continue to grow and develop her for decades to come. And so why? Because she was living in joy, doing something that she loved, and doing it with a really high vibe attitude.
Mm-hmm. I love that. You have so much wisdom. Yeah. I want everybody listening to go. Seriously, thank you so much for taking the time. We really, really, really appreciate it. And you have so much to offer, so much insight. And so you guys can listen to Dear Gabby. It's available wherever you listen to podcasts. And then your latest book, you said, is Happy Days. It's available now. But I mean, while you're there, get all of them. Stock up that bookshelf, baby.
Also, where can everyone find you on social media, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter?
I'm at Gabby Bernstein. And then on TikTok, I'm like at Gabby Bernstein Official, which is so lame. But there's somebody took my fucking name. So I now have to just be like a lame name.
I know. It's okay. I'm Tanya Rad 18 on TikTok. Like, how lame is that?
Whatever. I am a professional TikToker now. Go tell those 20-year-old girls to follow me, because they're going to have tips from me. No, just kidding.
I will send them to you.
Why don't you? No, seriously though, I want to send any one of those girls that's suffering. I want to send them copies of.
That's so nice.
Get their addresses. I want to send them. I think they can start with The Universe Has Your Back. I'll send them a bunch of books. I just want to help. God, there is so much suffering, and then there's all these young people who are so influential, like yourselves, that have such a incredible impact on the world. And so it's my mission to do whatever I can to support all these lovely, amazing content creators to really get grounded in their highest truth, so that they can show up and be a presence of that grace and that joy and that fun and make an impact, because it has a massive ripple effect.
For sure.
This is thing I will say, tell them to measure their success based on how much fun they're having. They're all listening right now in the podcast. Number two, and you guys too. Number two, I was going to say that, you know, make your inner life your highest priority. That's your number one job. And number three, know that your presence is your power. So it's not how many people are following. It's not how many likes you have. It's what you show up with. What is the energy that you're putting into that TikTok? What is the energy that you're putting into that, into this? You know, the things that move the needle, whatever it may be, are things that come out of the energy of inspiration and excitement and joy and fun. And so just focus on your presence first.
So true.
I love that. Thank you so much for taking the time to scrub in today.
Yeah, we really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
That was our conversation with Gabby.
Yeah, everybody look her up, because she's a great follow.
Yeah, I'm curious to read her books. I'm definitely very interested in reading her work after talking to her. We're gonna leave now, but I did want to tease that Tanya is participating in March Madness, which is just the most unexpected twist of the century.
You know, I'm not gonna lie, I posted my bracket on Instagram and got quite a few DMs of people really excited about excited, and were giving me tips, you know, like UCLA all the way, and I was like, okay.
Is that a tip?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I can't, because my biggest thing is now I'm in competition with Red Star. And he has UCLA going all the way. So now I want them to lose.
Well, no, because you're not competitive. So it wouldn't matter if you win or lose.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah. So anyways, we can discuss the March Madness next podcast.
Arizona, your alma mater, who I'm assuming you picked to go all correct. The way. They play Houston tonight.
You would be correct. I picked them to go all the way.
Bear down.
But
bear
I picked Zona. Kentucky to go all the way too into the finals against Arizona, and they lost the first round, so that really screwed my bracket.
Listen to you.
You're such a sports girl.
I'm not, though. But like now that I have something tied to the games, now I'm way more into it. Like I'm watching the games hoping the team that I picked wins. Mm-hmm. Even though I have nothing invested. And then don't forget that women's basketball is also starting too.
Yeah, please don't forget.
You didn't fill
forget.
Out a bracket for that, though, like you did last year. You did.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
Yeah, you were all about women's basketball last year.
I know. I'm not really all in on the men's, but I'm just got this bracket kick.
Yeah.
I need to get a bracket kick for the women's
yeah,
team.
Maybe yeah, maybe start that up
yeah,
for the ladies.
I will. This weekend.
Print it out and fill it out and just don't look at who won over the weekend, last weekend, because you wouldn't know anyway.
Correct.
So you can still do it.
Thank you. I will do
not
that.
Not too late.
All right. Well, that'll be next week. So don't miss that.
Riveting. And, you might think you're listening to NBA radio, but you're not.
You're not. Be it's scrubbing in. This yeah, is your tried and true scrubbing in.
Correct.
Switching gears.
Yeah.
Trying to win a People's Choice Award again. But,
yeah. 2023. We're coming for you. Or no, 2022. Sorry, 2022. That's what we're
She's
in.
She's already counting us out this year. all right. We have a great weekend. We love you. And that'll be all.
Bye, love you. Bye.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
Yes. At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses.
And don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. Deals on handbags? Yeah. Hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Believe me, your wallet will thank you. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference.
That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps get them through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.